You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the glory for this day. It's another blessed Monday. And by God's grace, we are here to pray. For the past 21 days, we had been going through 21 days of Thanksgiving, which ended yesterday. But today, in the same vein, this blessed Monday, in this same month, we are thanking the Lord one more time. Looking at the point from life of thanksgiving, there is power in thanksgiving. So under the power of thanksgiving, we are looking at a life of thanksgiving. In Psalm 95 verse 2, we read that let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. So we need to ensure that we always come before the Lord with thanksgiving, or our lives are full of thanksgiving, because it's mandatory, it's not optional. You cannot live with a king with a heart of ingratitude. You cannot be an ingrate and be loved by the king. You must be thankful. Even our earthly kings wouldn't want one who is an ingrate to be in their circles or anywhere near them. How much more the creator of heaven and earth, who loved us so much that he sacrificed his dear son for us. We have to live a life that is thankful unto our King, Christ Jesus, unto our Father in heaven. Thankful to the Holy Spirit for the role he plays in our lives every single day. We must live a life of thanksgiving. In Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3, we read, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her deserts like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. And then you note the last phrase here, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So if you want to experience your waste places being comforted, if you want to experience your wilderness become like Eden, if you want to experience your desert become like a garden, and Eden, talking about the presence of God there, Eden was because God's presence was there. Casting man out, he cast him out of his presence. Although God is everywhere, by his active presence. And that is why man was so miserable. Man without God is miserable. So if you want to experience your wilderness, become like Eden, God's active presence with you every time, your desert like the garden of the Lord. So you see, all related to God's presence. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, but you see the thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So to see all those factors mentioned before, you must have thanksgiving as part of you. Everywhere you find thanksgiving, joy and gladness will be there. You find thanksgiving, you find comfort. Where there is thanksgiving, wilderness like Eden. Where there's thanksgiving, deserts becoming like a garden. So any situation that you are facing, if you want to turn around, let thanksgiving start. Just begin to start thanking the Lord for every situation. You will just see it begin to change. The power of thanksgiving from a life of thanksgiving. And the voice of melody. You sing unto the Lord. If you are thankful unto the Lord, don't be silent. Open your mouth and sing unto the Lord. Psalm 116 verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Thank him before any other demands. And you will get results according to his will. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Let your prayer to God never be void of thanksgiving. Let it start with thanksgiving. Let it be filled with thanksgiving. And let it end with thanksgiving. Start it. End it with thanksgiving. Revelation 7:11-12. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. So you are looking at the environment in which God dwells. Everyone and the environment in which they are their best. You cannot put a fish on your table and expect it to smile at you. The fish, it's at its best when it's in water. A musician thrives in a particular environment. A doctor thrives in a particular environment. You put a surgeon in the theater, they feel at home. They may not feel at home when you put them in the factory. Everyone in the environment in which they thrive. And we are made in the likeness of God. So look at the environment in which God thrives. The elders, the four beasts, what were they doing? They fell before the throne, God's throne, and worshipped God. What were they saying? Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving. 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 Every moment, every time, thanksgiving. So if you want God's presence to be active in your life, as Sam would put it, if you want to be close to God, let your life be full of thanksgiving constantly unto the Lord. And there are so many things to thank God for. So thanksgiving is the access key to dwelling in God's presence. You know, from Jesus' time now, God's presence is in us by the Holy Spirit. So you want the Holy Spirit to be active in your life, to hear his audible voice. Some will say, Pastor, how do I get led by the Holy Spirit? How do I hear his voice? This is the key. For the Holy Spirit to be active in your life, you must be full of thanksgiving, not complaints. We see in scripture, people complain, they murmur and grumble, and God gets upset. So thanksgiving makes God happy. The opposite of it being complaints and grumbling here and there. And God moves away. He gets upset. The Holy Spirit goes silent. Thanksgiving causes us to live the original life of abundance like in Eden. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3, which we read earlier. And God dwells in thanksgiving. Revelation 7, 11 to 12. God dwells in thanksgiving. So today, first of all, we are praying and thanking the Lord for revelation from his word revealed unto us. God is saying and speaking this word to us for a reason. He wants your December to be a different month altogether. He wants your November to end better than it began. He wants to be restored back in your life, but in terms of his active presence, he does not want to be silent watching you. And that is why today he has revealed by his word unto us about thanksgiving. Lift up your voices and begin to thank the Lord for revealing his word unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. You're also praying that, Lord, forgive me any time I've not been content. Forgive me for any time I've complained and I've grumbled. Any time I've been anxious instead of, Lord, just thanking you. Thanking you. And finding excuses for not thanking you, Lord. Forgive me. In the name of Jesus. We are sorry, Lord. In any way, Lord, we have been anxious. And instead of, Lord, even thanking you, Lord, we give you praise today. We move, Lord, we shift from a position, Lord, of complaints and grumbling into thanksgiving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray right now, thanking the Lord for his grace upon your life, and that your life will be full of thanksgiving from today, in the name of Jesus. Thankfulness and gratitude will be your lifestyle in the name of Jesus. Just thank him in Jesus' name. Before we sing our last song of thanksgiving, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. And Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the only one who sacrificed his life for us, that man will be restored back to our Father in heaven and not be forever cast away from his presence. Today, if you want the presence of the Lord to be activated in your life, you have to just surrender your life to Christ Jesus, who's paid that dear price for us. That if you've never given your life to Christ, please just say this short prayer after me. And by that prayer of faith, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, will come and live inside your heart. And forever you would be with the Lord. Even after physical death, you still be present with our Father in heaven and not cast out to hell. So say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day, I surrender my life fully unto you. Please forgive me of my sins. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life pleasing to you alone, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
I know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of my praise. Let your voice. I know no other.
gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.